Nicole, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for being with us. Well, how cool is this? Tell me about the genesis. Whose idea was it? How long did it take? And give me some details.
Well, really, it was put together, I guess, fairly soon. As in back in August, we started working on this. Myself started as kind of an idea between myself and Dominic Cochran. I work over at LCC TV, The Link. Dom Cochran works over at City TV, and he also co-owns Optic Production Company in town. And we actually met while working together in an independent film and had this, you know, idea. We kind of threw it around, and we really took it seriously back in August, assembled a core group of people to deal with festival programming, music lineup, entertainment, stuff like that. And really, it just took off from there. We got traction to a local company, graphic design company, to really do our logo and branding for us. And then after that, it really couldn't stop. So we had to take it. We took it very seriously. And Traction came up with a great slogan for us that we've really been using. It's called There's Film in Lansing. It's on a lot of our website and a lot of our materials. And really, we've just are taking that very seriously, I guess. We're looking to that as a goal. There's no theaters in Lansing, unfortunately, but it's not really stopping us because we are just doing different films all over town, from Rio Town to Old Town, downtown Lansing. So really, it's been a four-day festival of just a lot of film, local film, national film, and then also a lot of great music.
Well, the tickets are available now for the April 14 through 7 teen event. Now, what are you going to do? Just set up screens and different buildings? Talk about the specifics of that.
Yeah, in some locations, it's going to start out on Thursday. We're starting out with an opening night party at Tropo. Then after that, we're going to be going to Dart Auditorium in LCC. And that's where our premiere opening night film will be shown. That's, of course, all set up. After that, we're going to be going to The Loft for a pseudo after party, a local music showcase. And then on Friday, we're going to bring it to the Lansing Center. We're going to be setting up a huge projection screen there, actually, thanks to the Office of Community Media. And we'll be showing our Michigan-made films there, along with a Michigan speaker panel. And then after that, again, we're going to be going to The Loft for another screening. It's actually our genre that night is hip-hop, and we actually have a film called Respiration. We'll also be screening before the concert, and it's actually about local hip-hop music here in Lansing. It's about a showcase that used to be at Max Bar called Respiration. So it's a documentary all about that showcase, and then we'll be going on with the concert afterwards. And then on Saturday, we move to Old Town. It's our student day. We have two student showcases at Temple Building. We're renting out that building again. I know some events I've been to have been there, and it really has been a success. It's a great building. It's a great place to have a film screening. So we're going to black out some of the windows in there and do film screenings during the day. And then at night, there's going to be a John Hughes retrospective, a double feature. And that's going to be probably starting a little bit more in the evening, followed up by another concert. And then on Sunday, we're going to go back to LCC. LCC has a 3D theater, actually, that nobody's really been into. We haven't used it for any film screenings. We're not showing any 3D movies, but we're showing some international films there. It's just a great little 60 to 80 person theater. And then we're going to end it and round it out in Rio Town at the Office of Community Media current space, which is at the Washington Street Armory. So we're really all over town. Luckily, all the stuff's on our website, so you don't have to remember it all. But we really wanted to put an emphasis not just on the great films that we were showing, but also the locations around Lansing.
This sounds awesome, and I love the local flavor that you're going to have, with some topics about local issues. Where do I buy my ticket?
Buy your tickets online, capitalcityfilmfest.com. You can buy tickets online. We're offering them really at a really great rate. Our goal is just to get as many people as we can out and enjoy the films. We take a lot of the films that we've chosen, and a lot of the Michigan films especially. We've put in a lot of time and care. There's been a lot of people that put a lot of time and care into choosing these films. So we're kind of the curators, and we just really want to put film, whether it's local, national, anything really we pick, on display. So you can check out all the details of all the films as well online at capitalcityfilmfest.com. Ticket prices range anywhere from $5 to $10, so they're not going to be any more than a cost of ticket at the local theater.
All right, Nicole, we're going to commit to get you on the radio next week and the week after to help you promote this great event. Thank you so much, Nicole Scalafani. Lansing is now long. launched a Capital City Film Festival. I'm excited. I'll stay in touch, Nicole.
All right. Thanks, Tony.